Glass sprayed over them. She hadn't held the glass any harder, it just disintegrated, perhaps in sympathy. Robert made to clear up, but she sat him down with her voice. Leave it, please. I'm fine, no harm done. They sat there in shards of silence, not moving, not speaking. No one came to clear up. The dancer kept dancing. The surrounding middle-aged men didn't move an eyeball. How did you know about the vault? She asked suddenly. I stumbled across it a couple of years ago. I met some of your people. They were very nice. I recognized the signs. She turned to him and attempted a weary smile. You're very sweet. I remember very little about it. It was a long time ago, and... Oh dear, you're covered in glass. And she started to brush the shards from off his lap. Don't, you'll cut yourself. Hardly. And she picked from his thigh a large sliver and proceeded delicately to eat it, crunching the glass with relish, grinding the shivers with her two regular teeth, before making a theatrical gesture of swallowing. Her party trick over, she laughed, and her smile was now quite genuine, reaching across to Robert to stroke his face. I meet so very few new people. People who I can talk to, who wouldn't be afraid by my nature. I'm not afraid. No, you're not. Quite the reverse. What's your name? And don't avoid the question.
My name? I don't know. I don't know that we are supposed to have names.
That's your pigeon, as it were. What I am.
Not a troll, not like the others. Perhaps I'm an angel.
I have wings and I fly, oh, so very high. Would you like to fly with me, Robert?
Yes, please,
he swallowed.
Then I promise we'll fly, together, as high as you like.
But you're not an angel, not really.
Not celestially. I'm quite earth-grown. Think of me as a recording angel. I record events, experiences, the things normal records forget. I have seen such things in people, things that shouldn't be forgotten. So, an angel of history, perhaps.
Show me something, Robert asked.
Later. I'll show you something later, but for the moment,
yes?
You could get a gal another drink.